Time for a tune wag. A couple of lads have just joined me in the studio. One is called John, the other one is called Glenn. Glenn Bilton, to be exact, and Jonathan Johnson. They're from a Sheffield band called Kimbustion, and they've released an album to raise some money for the RNLI. Good afternoon, lads. Come in.
Afternoon,
hello.
Jim.
How are you? Now, I know you, Glenn, from somewhere else, from a band called Hal.
Yes.
A long time ago.
A bit while ago, 12 years.
Yeah, it must be at least.
Something like that.
So you've teamed up now with John. And first of all, I've got to say, Sheffield? Don't normally think of the RNLI in Sheffield. Well, maybe the other year when we had the floods, but how come you've chose the RNLI?
Well, go on. Do you want me to answer this line?
Have a fight.
Well, I might do that. John is the songwriter, and I'm basically the producer guy. And Kimbustion is a project. It's been an ongoing project for probably the last 3 years. John sort of he's written songs for several charities, RNLI, horse charities.
Well, before we're talking about honesty and things like that, and you're raising money for a charity, most people would say, hang on, there's a way to make a few bob for us here. How come you brought an album out and you made, well, £3,500, I think it was. Was it £3,500 for a horse charity?
Those are sort of direct sales, yeah. But indirectly, what we've been doing is we've been giving the charities the CDs to sell for themselves. So
there's a lot more than that.
So we've just given them.
But here's the question, why? But, why?
Well... first reason is I love horses. I've got a horse myself.
No, I mean, I'm not but, why the horses. Why are you giving it to charity? Why is it you want to do this?
I don't know. I think I love music, and there's no point in writing music if people can't listen to it. It's so hard. There's so many people out there nowadays to sell you music. If it comes to trying to sell the music and people, you know, trying to get in there with such a hard market, I come to the conclusion I'd rather give it away and let, you know, at least other people
he's got
make something from it.
Wish he had. So the last one, and it's still selling, and the horse charities are still selling the album, and it's continuously making money. So why RNLI?
I think that stems back to when I was a little lad and living in Sheffield. You know, we'd have the weekends away, or the if we were lucky, we went away for a week, and the nearest place was the East Coast. And I always remember as a little lad going to Filey or to Scarborough and wandering around the lifeboat stations and always thinking, wow, look at these machines here, polished. I used to love the smell in the place, you know, they were dripping with diesel and oil and that sort of thing. And I think it left a lasting impression on me when I was little. And, of course, I think nowadays, now I've grown up a little bit more, I think you tend to think about the people that have to go
They are fantastic people in the RNLI. Yeah. I mean, my sister up in Scotland is involved with them in a small way. She makes things for them and supports them a lot, you know. Uh-huh. And until you actually live in an area that's used them and yes. See the fantastic work that these guys do.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, they're the safety net, aren't they, for the local fishermen, as well as us who go to the seaside infrequently, and, you know, you don't want...
They just drop everything and go.
Yeah, they do.
And it's all... A lot of people think that it's a funded... it is a charity. There's no money comes in from anywhere except from boxes and people like yourself who donate.
Only from donations, yeah. And it's fundraisers. Most of the work is voluntary as well.
Yeah.
So
and all the lads
do get paid.
Yeah, all the lads, the skippers, the lifeboat lads, none of them get paid. They all go cut. They've got to pay for their own courses and all that gear.
That maroon goes up or the beeper goes off. They're out no matter what they're doing.
Let's talk about your band. Well, it says here the band Kimbustion. I expected one of you to be called Kim. So there's no Kim in the band.
It's more of a project. It's more of a project than a band. So
how many's in it?
It's just
me
us.
And you, Glenn. Yeah. Isn't it? That's the last count.
It's a bit of a small band, too.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Well, okay.
I don't think we do too bad, do we?
No, we've not performed in 3-4 years. Not performed once yet. So I suppose that's what I mean. It's a project.
More of a studio band.
It is. Yeah.
So tell me about the new album. You're raising money for the RNLI, and tell me all about it. He's not sea shanties and all that from the start. Let's get that out of the way, you know.
It's not
putting a finger in your ear and wearing a big cardigan, is it?
Well, no, it's a big, big change. If you look at a lot of the RNLI songs and supporters out there in the past, it's all been things like the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards singing, or it's been very folky and been very traditional. And I came to Glenn with this song, and I thought, Glenn, what can you do with this? We want to give it a bit of a shake-up. No idea what they'd make of it, but I think we shook it up enough, and hopefully there's, you know, the younger people coming in, you know, we're interested in the RNLI.
OK, tell me about the song's taken from the album.
Yes.
The album's called...
Atlantic Child.
And the song is called...
The song is called RNLI Choppy. Well, Choppy Mixes. There's a couple of mixes, but we like the Choppy Mix. It's a bit rough.
So electronic.
Okay. Electronic. Let's have a listen and see what our lot think of, because they're very critical, my lot.
Be kind.
And I've not heard of it before. So 011-427-9699. All my judges out there, what do you think of this?